are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Coming up on today's show, we just have several news items to go through. There's significant news about the restructuring of the minor leagues. The Giants signed Chadwick Tromp to a major league deal. The Rule 5 draft is tomorrow. Just a lot to get into. So before we start, first a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and FanGraphs as a RotoGraphs contributor. I started a Giants podcast called CoveCast in 2015 and then began hosting this show prior to the 2019 season. I think the big news of the day, before we talk about Chadwick Tromp signing a major league deal with the Giants, which is a big deal, the top news of the day has to be this minor league affiliate restructuring going on across baseball, with all 30 teams today announcing which affiliates have been invited to join their player development system as part of the new affiliates agreement with Major League Baseball. So that's a mouthful, and as part of this, they're trimming down from 160 teams to about 120, or exactly 120. Teams are going from having five levels of the minors to four. And so for the Giants, they announced which affiliates have been invited to join their player development system as part of the new affiliates agreement with Major League Baseball. AAA Sacramento and AA Richmond are staying the same. It's worth reiterating that the Giants have extended an invitation to these teams and they have yet to officially secure those agreements. And that's true for every major league team right now. This is just phase one, but it's a very important phase. But where things start to change is that high A or class A advanced, the Giants have extended an invitation to the Eugene Emeralds. The Giants' former high A affiliate was San Jose. They are not losing San Jose. San Jose has been invited to be the low A affiliate. So that's it. There's no more short season Salem Kaiser. So that league is being eliminated altogether. There was still the possibility that that stadium could still be an affiliate in baseball, but they were not extended an invitation by any organization. So it's bad news for a lot of small towns and baseball stadiums across the country, with 40 being eliminated. And I should interject here and point out that this is a complex situation, and I personally am not the number one authority on this by any means. I'm providing to you, to the best of my knowledge, what's going on here. So San Jose moves from high A to low A. Eugene Emeralds, that's the new ad here for the Giants, and it's a good one. This is a good stadium. I think it's where the Oregon Ducks play baseball. I'm not quite sure how that works, because you would think they need the field also. I guess maybe they're done before the high A season would get started. I don't know exactly. I'm sure we'll get those updates at some point. But importantly, Sacramento is staying AAA. Richmond, Virginia, still the Flying Squirrels, remaining the AA affiliate of the Giants. The Giants are losing their affiliation with the Augusta Green Jackets, who have been their low A team since 2004. So this is a team in South Carolina, and the affiliate is now going to the Atlanta Braves, which is a much more logical fit given their proximity to Georgia. So a lot going on here, but it was definitely just something I needed to report on. This is good news if you're in the Bay Area and you're interested in the Giants farm system, because there's going to be a lot of their best prospects now playing in San Jose. Like, I would expect this is where we're going to have Marco Luciano starting in 2021, assuming there's a minor league season. Many other guys as well. So a big deal, a big restructuring going on here. And we'll continue to provide updates like when those agreements are finalized and any other information that comes out that we didn't cover on today's show. Coming up in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about Chadwick Tromp signing a major league deal with the Giants, why this is a big deal, what it means for the rest of the offseason, and their search for a catcher, which may not be a search at all anymore. We'll also discuss tomorrow's Rule 5 draft, which has snuck up on us entirely. So that's all coming up next, but first I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. And I wouldn't be saying that about these bars if they weren't so low in sugar, because I'm a health conscious person and I'm not going to be eating a protein bar that basically is a candy bar. But what's great about Built Bar is that they taste like a candy bar. They taste like candy, except they're somehow very low in sugar and high in protein. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. I'm going to give an example of the nutritional facts about one of these bars. The peanut butter bar has 19 grams of protein, just 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. There's a free cooler with every purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about Chadwick Tromp signing a major league deal. I want to talk about the Rule 5 draft. And if we have time, I want to talk about the All-MLB team, which is going to be revealed today. And there's a Giants player who may be likely to come away as an All-MLB player here. But we learned yesterday via Chadwick Tromp's personal Twitter account that he had re-signed with the Giants. Now, everybody assumed that it was a minor league deal at the time, yesterday, and then today, earlier, the Giants announced that they had come to terms with Chadwick Tromp on a major league deal. They also announced a flurry of minor league signings. But Chadwick Tromp getting a major league deal here is very significant because it means that he is now likely to be on the major league roster this year. Before the signing, the Giants had just two catchers on the 40-man roster. Chadwick Tromp was on the 40-man roster, but they non-tendered him last Wednesday. It's not entirely clear why they non-tendered him last week and then signed him to a major league deal later, because he was not arbitration eligible. That all they had to do was just tender him a contract. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but hopefully we get an explanation. I mean, it's not a big deal, but I do wonder what the rationale was. But it has been a priority and even a stated priority of the Giants that they may look for a veteran catcher to complement Buster Posey this year, with Joey Bart preferably starting the 2021 year in AAA, because he really did struggle in his brief major league debut in 2020. But you're not signing Chadwick Tromp to a major league deal if you don't believe he has a really good shot of being that complement to Buster Posey. I mean, I was impressed by Chadwick Tromp. Defensively, he was really good. I mean, there was some weird catcher's interference stuff, but that had to do with the Giants having him the way he set up, and the way that he set up was to steal the low strike, to frame the low pitch, and that led to some catcher's interference issues. But he was really good at framing. He was just solid at blocking and throwing, and he also was very well liked by the team and by fans alike, and he hit well against left-handed pitching and showed some serious power at times. He is just 25 years old. Definitely some kinks to work through offensively, I suppose, but it's a little bit of a strange fit in terms of pairing him with Posey, because both are right-handed. I think ideally, if Chadwick Tromp was left-handed and did well against right-handed pitching, that would be a match made in heaven. But the fact is, I think you would be getting the most out of him if you were letting him start against lefties and then resting your other catcher. But Buster Posey probably should be in there against lefties also. The thing is, he does have minor league options, so they could always bring in another catcher or like sign catchers to minor league deals and then have one of them make the team instead and then option Chadwick Tromp. That's certainly something they could do. And I wouldn't be surprised if the reason for this is that there was a lot of interest in Chadwick Tromp by other teams, certainly on minor league deals, potentially even on some major league deals. And so the Giants probably needed to bring him back on a major league deal in order to retain him. So I don't know exactly what went down. They could have just tendered him a contract and avoided exposing him to other teams potentially trying to sign him. So we'll look out for that explanation. But good for him. I was impressed by what I saw from Chadwick Tromp this year. All right, so lastly, I just want to mention that the Rule 5 draft is tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I believe the Giants' 40-man roster is now at 37. It was at 35, and then they added Matt Whistler, which the team announced yesterday. By the way, it's $1.15 million for Whistler with up to $500,000 in performance bonuses. So Whistler became 36 on the 40-man roster, and then Chadwick Tromp would be number 37. So the Giants certainly have room to add players in the Rule 5 draft. Giants will pick 14th. They do not have to select somebody, but they have under Farhan Zaidi each of the last 2 years. So we'll see. The Giants don't have any top prospects who are eligible to be taken, any of their top 30 prospects, according to MLB.com. But we'll report on that. We'll probably wait to record our show until after the Rule 5 draft so we can report on it. So look out for that tomorrow. And also, finally, I just want to mention that the All-MLB team is going to be revealed today at 4 p.m. Mike Yastrzemski is a finalist in the outfield, and I would say that he has a really good shot of being named one of the top three outfielders in MLB this year. The finalists in the outfield are Ronald Acuna Jr., Mookie Betts, Michael Conforto, Bryce Harper, Eloy Jimenez, Juan Soto, George Springer, Mike Trout, and Mike Yastrzemski. That's a really good list, so it's certainly possible he doesn't get named one of the top three. This was voted on 50% by fans and 50% by a panel of experts, whoever that is. So we'll see, and we'll report on that tomorrow. But that is all the time we have for today. Please come back tomorrow when we talk about the Rule 5 draft and the All-MLB team and any other news and notes that comes out of these virtual winter meetings, which are ongoing. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review in the Apple Podcast Store. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.